Pardon me, Mr. Chairman.
No problems. We'll call this first meeting of Senate Labor and Commerce to order. It is January 25th and 1:40. It's just an organizational meeting, just a very quick run through. I did want to introduce Ann, who is our able left arm over here running things. And I think most of you know Jane, who is the committee secretary. And I'm sorry.
Carrie.
And Carrie, who's capturing all our priceless words. Ann, did you have some comments you'd like to make about the new recording system?
Well, we do have a new recording system. I don't know if you've seen it in other committee rooms. But this year, we started recording the meetings digitally, so we don't have tapes. And we're also taking log notes on a computer, which is different. We used to do them by hand. And I guess within a couple of weeks, they will be easily accessible by committee members because we'll have little links, little timestamps, and you'll be able to access those timestamps. And those will take you directly to the testimony. So you'll be able to get the direct meeting on your hard drive to the I think it's going to be the basis. I'm not sure about that. And we're going to have, I believe, a training session for.
Okay, if you let us know when that occurs.
But, you know, when the meeting starts, just to let you know what happens, kind of the. I turn the recording on, and then I have to push the setup and populate the document. So if you're going to move a bill out really fast, please don't.
Ooh, I like this. I like this staff.
Technology is supposed to speed things up.
Yeah, and now we're slowing it down. Well,
wait a minute.
Speed up the minutes. Slow down the. As always, if we are doing something that impedes your activities, just let us know, and we'll certainly do what we need to do to accommodate you. And the usual provisos on, you know, the rustling of papers and covering up the mics and all that sort of things. I know we all know, I've heard that many times before, but it bears repeating. As far as my policy, I want to welcome the two, and I use the word new in quotes, because Senator Stevens has actually chaired this committee before, so it's only new this year. And Senator Ellis, who was giving me his litany of how many years he served on committees, I will call you new this year, certainly not new senators, but welcome you both. And Betty, welcome back. You've been an asset in the past, and look forward to your participation in the future. I prefer not to pass bills rapidly. Not only because I don't want to inconvenience Ann, but I think I would much prefer to have an opportunity to have at least two hearings on a bill, unless it's something that's extraordinarily simple or for the good of the order there's a need to move rapidly. But as a general rule, we will hear a bill at least twice before we vote on it. Senator Ellis had asked me earlier about punctuality, and I do like to start right at 1:30. I'll do all I can to be here. If there's something, and there are many things, and particularly President Stevens, I know you will have demands on your time, but if you let us know in advance, we'd appreciate that. And the amendments, I think we're better served if we can do CSs rather than try to amend on the fly, though sometimes we obviously have to do that, but again, if we could get a CS, because, like I said, we hopefully will have the vast majority of the time a second time to look at a bill, so if we need an amendment, we could do a CS, and I think that works out probably in a more thoughtful fashion. So Jane has produced, as she always does, the chocolate-covered espresso beans. We expect this will keep you if not hyper. And Jane, do you have anything to add?
Maybe just to yes, Ann. fill out, we'll start with Betty to do the signing and end with Senator Stevens. And if Senator Stevens doesn't want them piled up there, you could just pass them right back to Ann, and she can take care of those bill folders so we keep track of those. And then, I don't know, about the overview information, I think everybody received some documents. And if there's questions on that, that's all I have.
Yeah, I expect we will have enough meat to deal with. We don't have to do the perfunctory meetings. And if we don't have meat, then I choose not to have a meeting. Any observations from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, are there any big issues that you see us digging into this session?
I expect that workers' comp will be back before us again. I think the insurance issues will, if they begin to get traction, will certainly end up here. I don't know if unemployment insurance will get traction to be heard again. My preference would be address it as well. We'll see if there's wellspring pushing that forward or not. And the PERS and TERS, I suspect, might come through here. We'll see what happens there.
And on workers' comp, my understanding from that lunch that I had last year, we wouldn't expect to see an administration-only approach, that they're sort of deferring the ad hoc group to possibly recommend something in February or March?
I think they're working together.
Okay.
At this point. Or ad hoc group is going to report to the administration. That's my understanding. I don't want to speak for them, but I don't anticipate this committee generating a bill until the ad hoc group meets, and it then may indeed, if the administration doesn't do something, then I would think this committee would generate that. It's not going to happen sooner. If we don't see something by the end of February, then I think we need to begin the process. So with that, thank you for giving your time. I just wanted to get a chance to get together and assure you that I'm back in town.
Great. Glad to have your leadership. One other issue besides workers' comp. The administration's working on the gas line issues and a possible contract sometime in the future. That may or may not happen this session. Something that we might be able to do is get folks together, if you're interested, bring folks together to talk about ramping up for the training necessary for university folks, business people, the general contractors, labor union folks, to talk about ramping up for training for gas pipeline jobs of the future. Could you just think about that, if that might be something that we could generate in this committee as some good bipartisan effort?
We have had conversation. I would expect further conversation with the commissioner.
Okay. Yeah, I'm behind since I'm new, but it's an area of interest for us.
Well, and
for all of us.
I understand there may even be a bill in the offing that would revitalize the community colleges, which would be something that would be near and dear to me at my heart. If there's nothing more to come for the committee, I will stand adjourned, and with my thanks for you getting